Magic. I am here with Susan Morgan Taylor, sex therapist and intuition coach. And she is going to be talking about female pleasure, how the feminine prefers to get turned on. I'm so excited that you're here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love doing these kinds of things. That's really fun to be a part of your creative endeavor here, just to be able to share the wisdom with your viewers. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to talk about this topic. One, just because, like we were mentioning a little bit beforehand, like we know so much about male pleasure. I'm not saying we know all there is, but that's usually the focus when we talk about sex and pleasure and how to like connect in the bedroom. And I really wanted to dive in with you into female pleasure and really understand, like, as women, like what that looks like, what we need, and how we can use that to really cultivate not only closer relationships, but also more pleasure in our life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is my area of expertise. Have been very passionate about this topic for many years. Quite a long time now, coming up on about 10 years, where I've really been passionate about studying this area, specifically to women's sexuality, female sexual pleasure, and feminine sexual energy. And I just want to say that first off, out of the gate, you know, there's no one single way that somebody is turned on just based on their gender. So I want to just kind of say that right now, that this isn't necessarily a conversation just about gender, though. If you're in a female body, we have very different anatomy, obviously, than male anatomy. And what I find is that so many of us as women, like, don't even really understand what's down there. We've never looked, many women have never even touched themselves. And even if you have, there's really a lack of education around really how our bodies are wired and what's actually going on down there and why it's different than a man's body. I mean, other than the appearance of it, and how it's beautifully different. And when we start to understand that basic, even just the basics of anatomy and how it functions and how we're wired and how we're built, that can change absolutely everything for a woman. So part of my mission is just that, you know, the education of just that simple fact and how we're different anatomically and physiologically, but also energetically. And that's really the conversation, I think, that takes us out of the gender conversation, right? The feminine element in sex is really something that everyone has access to, no matter what kind of body you're in. For the majority of female-bodied individuals, learning how to access that feminine energy is really where they're going to find their most deepest bliss and connection. And so I think there's a really important conversation to be had around that as well, so that more women understand what that is and how to access that, rather than playing into this narrative, again, that we're shown in media, TV, movies, books. The things that mostly work well for men most of the time don't regularly correlate to what works well for women in general. So there's just really a lack of education around this. And I hope we can clarify some of these things today.
Yeah, me too. And I guess like the first thing that as you're talking that popped into my head is like, okay, so for the feminine energy, like, what needs to be cultivated? Like, what works?
Yeah. Well, an aspect of the feminine, a fundamental aspect, well, I'll name a couple, but receptivity, the quality of being receptive, is really a fundamental aspect of our divine feminine nature, the feminine nature, right? And if you look at a female body, you see that in our anatomy and the way that our organs are created. The vagina is an internal receptive organ, where the male, the masculine body is, you know, has a penis. It's more expressive and penetrating. So the quality of cultivating receptivity, and how we do that, is really first through learning how to relax and to soften. And that tends to be one of the hardest steps for a lot of people. The cultivation of conscious relaxation and conscious presencing in the body is actually how we start to cultivate more capacity to receive more deeply. And I mean, I could go on and on about this. I'm sure we'll dig more deeply into it. So there's that piece. And then there's also the quality of surrender, which is also an aspect of the divine feminine and the feminine sexual energy. And even the feminine, the deeper female types of orgasm that are available to us uniquely as women. I think men actually can also male bodied individuals can also access the more feminine or female types of orgasm, but uniquely to women, inherently, we have that accessible to us, and we access those deeper states of pleasure orgasm and love through surrender. So there, it's all kind of tied together, receptivity and surrender, relaxation. Those are the qualities that we want to cultivate if we want to start to learn how to access our feminine sexual energy.
Yeah. And, you know, so like when I'm thinking of like surrender and receptivity, right? Like, you know, even just like as you're having sex, right? Like being able to draw the penis in, like really that ability to surrender and open even further. Yes. And like from what you have seen, like what typically like gets in the way of the feminine energy from like being able to like reach those states, right? Because like I know like there's definitely times where you're like either like, get away from me or like I can't open up anymore. Like
yeah, exactly. I mean, the very first piece of that, it's tension. So we have different types of tension. We've got physical tension, mental tension, and emotional tension. Physical tension, you know, my shoulders are tight, right? That would be physical. Emotional tension would be, ooh, I'm feeling like I want to cry right now, but I'm afraid to. So I'm going to just hold on to that. I don't want to feel whatever I'm feeling right now. That creates emotional tension. And then there's mental tension, which is where we're thinking about what's going on, or we're observing ourselves outside of our bodies. What is he thinking about me? What kind of sounds am I making? What's on my to-do list? Oh my gosh, I can't relax. Oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be relaxing. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't. So all of that chitter chatter in our brains is our mental tension. So these three types of tension are really the things that get in the way and hinder our capacity to just relax. But here's the good news and an interesting fact that I have noticed anyways, that most tension that we have in our body is actually mental. Most of the time, even our physical tension can be related to the fact that we didn't want to feel something, so we shut it down, right? So part of the way out of that tension trap or the being stuck in the head, I hear that a lot from the women and couples that I work with, like I'm always stuck in my head. I don't know how to let go. I don't know how to surrender. The quickest path to surrender is actually through just being in the body, through noticing physical sensations moment by moment, always learning how to bring the awareness back inward and downward. Because when we're in a state of wondering what someone else, our partner is thinking, wondering what we sound like or look like or smell like, or worrying about our to-do list, we're entirely up here. And that's the thing that keeps us from dropping more deeply into what's actually happening in our body in that moment. Sex happens in the body. So to learn now to be present in the body, and the quickest way there is just through, I teach some very simple practices, But learning how to just be in the body by noticing physical sensation. There's a whole field of yoga actually called yoga nidra, which is a beautiful, beautiful practice. I don't know if you're familiar at all with that approach. Beautiful practice that really just teaches us how to be present in the body and how to hold different energies and polarities within the body. That you can feel both, let's say, for example, happy and sad all at the same time, like that's actually possible when we're just present in the body. And as we start to bridge and become more embodied, more present in our body, by just noticing physical sensation, an amazing thing happens. We're not in our heads anymore once we're able to consistently do that. And then we also start to pay attention to what's actually happening. So we can notice where there's tightness or holding, or where emotions are starting to bubble up, but we're clamping down on them to not feel. And so that path through that is then just a deeper saying yes to whatever's happening in that moment. Whereas a lot of times what happens is it's like, ooh, I'm feeling kind of sad right now, and I'm not supposed to feel sad during sex, right? There's a lot of beliefs, baggage that we bring in. Instead, it's like invite everything into that experience, even the shame, even the feelings of unworthiness, even the sadness, the joy, the bring all of it in, and expanding our capacity to hold both the good and the and bad and the ugly, hold all of it within our experience. That's what actually starts to unravel and give us deeper access to our sexual energy and orgasm and love and pleasure and all those beautiful things that most of us want more of.
Yes. So like when we're like reaching that state, so I'm thinking of the woman who like knows the path forward, right? Like we're understanding all these things, right? We know what to do. But like in order to kind of like break through that barrier, get like deeper into connection, like get into that place where they finally surrender.
Yeah.
what is required, like even either like between like the male or the female, or even just like with the feminine essence, like is there something that like typically like you find that like the woman needs to have either, you know, even before the bedroom or.
Yeah. No, I love, that's such a good question. And I think that my first response to that is that you can't force surrender, right? We can't, it's complete opposite, right? If we're trying to make something happen, we're not in a state of surrender. So the first piece of that a woman needs to get good at and comfortable with is surrendering to the resistance. Right. So when there's that, I'm supposed to be doing this thing and I'm frustrated because I'm not, rather than telling yourself I shouldn't be feeling this or I'm supposed to be surrendering, the thing to surrender to is actually the frustration that you're feeling. How much more of that can you feel? What happens when you go deeper into that? It will shift. There will be other emotions that arise. Usually there's a deep sadness or a sense of helplessness or powerlessness that will arise. So there's that piece that needs to happen just outside the bedroom and in her own practice. The next piece is, you know, the trust piece. So that's part of trusting yourself. Number one, we have to learn how to trust the flow of our own emotional energy and our own sexual energy within our own being. That's the very first surrender, the surrender to the self. The next piece is in a partner relationship, there does need to be a level of deep trust for her capacity to feel like she can relax and surrender and open in the presence of her partner. There needs to be a deep level of trust in that relationship. And I see that a lot of times be a big hindrance. Mm-hmm. If you can't trust your partner, you know, for whatever reason, there might be in a lot of cases, there's some really good reasons why she's not trusting of her partner. That's usually like a big sign, right? Don't force yourself to surrender to something that's not truly safe to surrender to. So there's that piece. And then I think the ultimate surrender that we're really talking about is a surrender to the divine. I mean, that's truly what we're desiring as feminine essence beings is the feeling of love in our bodies and that connection to love. It's really truly what I believe we as women largely long for as a whole. It's what we most deeply desire to feel is the feeling of love and expansion in our bodies. And that is truly just God, right? If we think of what is God, what is the divine? It's love. It's that expression of pure love. So the ultimate surrender is really to that force and to opening ourselves to that force. And we can do that through a relationship with a partner. And that's a beautiful sacred practice to learn how to allow yourself to be opened by the moment and through the relationship. It's not necessarily an easy practice. but it's a beautiful way to work with relationship, to use relationship in a sacred way, to serve one another towards greater embodiment of love. But in order for that to be, there has to be a lot of awareness, a lot of consciousness, and a lot of sovereignty, really, you know, being fully aligned with who and what you are and that capacity to deeply surrender to the moment, to all of the feelings that are brought up. And that does take a lot of trust as well in the relationship.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, like what I've noticed in my relationship is sometimes it goes in waves, right? Like as each of us, like me and my partner, like we grow and expand, like there's these moments, right, where there's like this reconfiguring, right, where we're kind of like relearning each other, reconnecting. So it's also like what I've experienced, it's kind of like this beautiful thing of like this ebb and flow of your sex life, right, where, you know, I think sometimes what gets portrayed is like once you get to like this peak point, you're just there forever and ever and ever, and just keeps getting better and better and better. And it's like, well, yes, it does keep getting better and better, but there's peaks and valleys, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love, love, love that you said that. I think that's a big myth of, you know, when we talk about sex and orgasm and even just spirituality, there's this idea that like feeling and maintaining bliss is the goal. That is an absolute trap. That is not the skill. But you're not going to achieve that. No one's ever going to achieve that, right? And that's also a form of attachment. This idea that there's this goal to get to, and once I'm there, that I'm there, I've arrived, and nothing's ever going to change again. there's no art really in that, because the truth is, like what you said, there's ebbs and flows and there's peaks and there's valleys. And the same is true with our orgasm, by the way. Like if you really study orgasm and experience different types of orgasm, you know, there are peak orgasms, linear orgasms, there's circular orgasms, there's valley orgasms, there's expansive orgasms, there's penetrating, you know, there's all these different ways that that energy moves through us, which is also indicative of all of life. You know, sexual energy is just a mirror for life force energy. So if we ever expected any one thing to stay the same always, it never does. The only constant is change. And it's no different in our sex lives as well.
Right. And that kind of circles back to that whole concept of force. Like you can't force yourself to surrender. You can't force things to always stay the same, right? Experience things the exact same way. And that's also part of the beauty and kind of like you said, like the skill of like really getting to know not only yourself, but your partner as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the other thing about surrender is, you know, that to explore the holding on. So whenever I hear someone say, I can't surrender, I can't let go, I'm trying, but I can't, then explore the fear that's generating that holding on, because that fear and that mistrust, that's actually the portal into the surrender. And I think that that's very misunderstood.
Yeah.
It sounds a little weird, but in the feminine spiritual paths, we access the light through the dark and through the shadow. That's actually a quality of feminine spirituality. It's about passing through those dark places, through the fear, through the mistrust. And as we deeply surrender to that, the light actually starts to reveal itself to us. The surrender will start to be, it's a byproduct of that. So it's really, again, about just surrendering to exactly what is, even if in the moment that is the deep terror or fear or mistrust or doubt. How much more deeply can you drop into that? Because eventually you will drop through it and into a new, something will shift, right? That's what I know to be true.
Awesome. And I know like this might get a little bit esoteric, but I'd like to hear from you kind of like what your experience going through that portal has been. Because yeah, like it's typically not talked about. And like, you know, especially at the beginning of my journey, I heard that like go into your shadow, like go into the fear. And it's like, what does this mean? Like, yeah. You know, and it's like you think you're going into it, right? Like you're trying, but like from your experience, like what does it actually look like?
Yeah. I mean, so it's something that really has its own timing. And it, again, it's something that can't be rushed and shouldn't be. It's really a very sacred journey. You know, for me, I think the start of it was my journey kind of around my sexuality began in 2011, my awakening, I should say, around this. And that was like the start of, you know, pursuing sex therapy as a career and really getting dedicated to helping other women. And the start for me was really, you know, first learning how to be in my body, like being present in the body. And the next piece was like starting to actually feel what was happening there. And there was a lot of numbness. There was also a lot of frustration and a lot of anger. And as I started to do more and more work and drop more deeply in, you know, the shadow is just all these things that we call bad or dark, hopelessness, powerlessness, even arrogance and pride, like all of those aspects that we consider to be bad or shameful or even shame itself. So I learned how to start to really encounter those in very direct and deep ways through embodiment practices. Crossing through that threshold, I mean, you know, again, it really depends on the woman and her own divine timing. It wasn't instantaneous. I mean, sure, there's layers to it, but really crossing through into deeper levels of trust, it takes some time and some spiritual practice to start to learn how to surrender to our own emotion. The emotions, that's our shadow. It exists right here. We don't have to go anywhere and go looking for it. And the way to surrender to shadow, to work with it, is just through actually noticing and being in the fear, or being in the unworthiness, or being in all those parts that we've called bad or ugly, and actually allowing them to come back into wholeness through love, through loving acceptance. They will integrate eventually if we learn how to work with them in a constructive way, right? Which is just about seeing them and learning the wisdom that's inherently built in to those wounds. It's all there. The wound contains the healing always. So I don't know if that answered your question or not.
And that's beautiful. And like you kind of said with that, like, let, for the viewers, like, let this absorb, right? Like, if it doesn't quite feel crystal clear, like, don't worry about it. Just maybe come back to it, sit with it, just keep going through the practice. Cause like, I remember like in the beginning, it kind of like you're saying, oh, like, does this make sense? Like, are you getting what like you're trying to say?
Yeah. Right. Hard to put, it's such an experiential path. You know, it is hard. You can't really even put it into words. We can try, but right. Where the rubber meets the road is when we engage practice around it, embodiment practices, somatic practice, things that really take us into our own direct experience with our own being. That's really where we learn this stuff. It, you know, we have the external, we can talk about it, but those are just pointers, right? It's going to kind of point. Right. And I would say anyone watching this that's intrigued, even if you're a little bit like, what the hell are they talking about? I'm confused. If you genuinely have that desire to just be in that desire and ask, you know, ask to be brought guidance or teachings or guides or teachers that can help you move into that path. That's what I've done. That's always worked for me. You know, I've been able to attract into my life the guides and teachers that have helped me be able to deepen in to that path, the feminine path, and the deeper levels of surrender and trust.
Yeah, I found something very similar where, you know, sometimes it might trickle in and then it kind of pours in and then it's like this ever flowing current that you kind of have.
Cool.
But I think, the requirement is first you just need to ask. Like you just need to be, again, back to like that receptivity, right? You need to be open and willing to kind of receive that.
Yep.
Plus, like in my experience, like a lot of it has always been about just learning to love yourself deeper, right? So it's like starting to learn like how like your perceptions, how you've been kind of like perceiving not only yourself, but the areas where like you're not, like you said, fully accepting exactly what's going on.
Exactly. In the moment. Because we create that resistance is just created through our own mind. And we all do it. You know, it's an ever expanding journey. There's always going to be a new level and layer of surrender, right? So,
yeah, for sure. So I'm just curious, like, is there like a practice that you have that can really help women get a little bit deeper into their body that you're willing to share with their viewers?
Yeah. I mean, I can definitely share something. I don't know if you want me to do it now, like live, or if you want me to offer a free download of some sort, but I do have a practice and it's really, what's your preference? Which direction?
Yeah, so like share live here.
Okay.
I'm more than happy to share a link, then the way they can grab your stuff then too.
Okay, let's do a live demo. This is very simple. So yeah, I'll just take some new practice. I call it the sensual awareness technique, but it's really just founded on that. It comes from that practice of yoga nidra that I mentioned before. And in the Western world here, we have a practice called mindfulness. That's a very like socially acceptable term that you hear a lot these days, especially in the whole mental health community. So essentially, they're very highly correlated. So whatever works well for you, if like the idea of yoga doesn't feel good or mindfulness doesn't feel good, I just call it sensual awareness. So what we're going to do, if we just want to close our eyes, wherever you are, if you're sitting, well, hopefully you're not driving or anything like that right now. Come back and do it later. Make sure that you're in a place where you're undisturbed. You could just close your eyes for a few minutes, whether you're sitting, standing, laying down, does not matter. And just take a deep breath and exhale, and then just drop your awareness inward and downward. So bringing attention down towards the pelvis, the pelvic bowl, maybe just a few inches below the belly button, really dropping your awareness. And you want to just continue with this idea of inward and downward. That's always the direction that we're moving when we're cultivating our feminine presence, feminine essence, feminine sexual energy, that inward and downward focus. And then just really gently begin to notice your body, just scan your awareness through the body. Begin to notice, perhaps you can feel the feeling of your clothing against your skin. Notice that. Maybe you feel the air brushing against your skin. Take your awareness to that. Then just sort of like a river, just begin to scan your awareness through your whole body, starting to pay attention to any and all sensations, physical sensations, perhaps noticing areas that feel There's maybe feelings of pressure. Maybe you're sitting on a chair, just noticing that point of contact between your body and the chair. What else do you notice? Just like a river, as if your awareness were just a river flowing through your body. And just note the sensations that you feel. We don't need to even really label them. We don't need to know why they're there, what they're about. We don't need to make up any stories about it. Just notice. And if at any time your mind starts to wander, just come back and notice a physical sensation, any sensation. What do you notice? There's certainly something. So even if you feel like maybe I feel nothing, there's definitely something. So even nothing is something. Even if there's feelings of numbness or nothingness, that actually is something. So just notice it. And what else do you notice when you feel that? What else do you feel when you feel that? So we're always just pulling our awareness back inward and downward. Anytime the mind wanders, we're coming back to physical sensation. I'm just holding and scanning and flowing your awareness to the physical sensations happening in the body. And then just whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and open your eyes. So there you have it. It was a very simple, brief little practice. Didn't take too long to do. And what that will do, if you practice that on a regular basis, you will learn to train your awareness to be more present in the body. And especially during sex, you will learn how to get out of your head and into your body. It's very direct.
Yeah. And the other thing I loved about it is also very grounding, right? You know, so like whenever your head's like running a mile, million miles a minute, it's like very centering, just coming back and just noticing what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Susan.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. See you soon.